Blog Talk Radio.
All's my life I had to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Scheming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face is all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Right. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Alright, nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
In my prayers,
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Black Think Tank Network. This is Check One with Clayton Holmes. It is Sunday, the start of the NFL season, so I know what most people are doing today. If you tune in, good. You can also, the show is also going to be recorded. Also, if you want to come back and take a listen. Just real quick, man, every year football season starts, especially now that I'm at peace with it. Now, I don't watch football. I may once in a blue moon or something watch a football game, but I watched a little bit of the Seahawk game today, and This may sound weird, but it's just settling in my accomplishments, the things that I have accomplished, that I was sort of kind of overlooking. It is an honor to be able to make it to the NFL and be part of the elite. That was some pretty hard work, and the end of my career, it was bitter because of how my career ended. You know, I got suspended, and I had my depression, my drug history, and I never had a chance to really say goodbye to the game. Well, I said goodbye to the game, and again, I think probably 6 years ago, I couldn't even watch a football game. But now I can look at it with a smile on my face because, again, that was a great accomplishment. So I hope you guys' team did pretty good today. Them boys lost today. I'm always going to be a Cowboy fan to heart. Cowboys and Seahawks, those are my two favorite teams. So I want to thank you guys for joining in to the show. And so today I'm basically going to be talking about working on yourself. Check one. That's what that means. And I started in 1995 working on myself. Well, I didn't start working on myself in 1995. I started finding out about myself in 1995. So before I get started, I speak from the heart. So I'm at peace with everything that I've been through in my life, but there are people that's probably going to be hearing this that are not at peace with some of the things that they've been through in life. And I hope that this show can help bring you some peace. And you, me, all of us, we can start to see who we really are. Because I believe, I view the situation as some of us, we have no idea who we really are. We let our circumstances, the things that we've been through, define us. And what I mean by that is I think that a person should learn to be calm and assertive. I think that's our natural state, is to find that balance. There's so much peace and answers when you can find that balance and learn to be calm and assertive. But most of us, we have a anger problem, shyness, sex, drug, things that we've picked up in life. And if you are serious about finding peace, then you'll follow me on this and what I have gone through and how I feel about myself right now. So I want you guys to understand that I know that I am. I'm a work in progress. I don't think the work ever ends when it comes to working on yourself, especially if you have already developed some habits. It's a continuous process. So you're going to hear me repeat a lot that as soon as you can start, the better things are going to be. As soon as you can start checking yourself. As soon as you can start speaking to people like you want people to speak to you, you're going to see some amazing changes. And I am speaking from experience. If any of you guys have been following me for the past few shows, I talked about how shy and quiet I used to be, insecure I used to be. Again, I'm not going to go into detail about things unless I feel I have to, but if you've been following me, you've heard me mention that I've been through physical, mental, and sexual abuse, like a lot of us have. And just real quick, I will explain later, but what got me over that, and I've said this before, is understanding that my abusers were abused too. As soon as I had that epiphany, it was like a weight was lifted off of my shoulders, and then the focus went back on me. It's like, okay, prolong life, and if I want to do better in my relationships, if I want to be at peace with myself, I have to be able to let this go. That was one thing that used to drive me bananas when I heard someone say, when I used to hear people say, you need to let that go, man. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. That is something very difficult to do. I was like, damn, how can I let that go? I that never made sense to me, to just let something go. And letting go means, okay, it's not bothering me anymore. It's not affecting me anymore. So I guess about 10 or so years after that is when I had the epiphany of what letting go means. How I see it, a lot, it's difficult to let something go that has a hold of you. Think about that. If something has a hold of you, how can you let it go? You can let it go by getting a hold of it, by, again, this isn't for everybody, facing it, facing it and looking at it. And that was how I was able to let things go in my life that affected me. Now, remember, because you get to a point to where you understand something and you are able to let it go, that doesn't mean that it's going away. Now the work has to start to correct the habits that you may have picked up from that situation. So, again, the first thing is that worked for me was learning to let go. And I learned that again by understanding why certain things happened to me. And that also, in part, helped me get rid of blame. Blaming my mom, blaming my dad, blaming my brothers, blaming people, sitting around and feeling sorry for myself. There's two types of blaming in my view. There's the type of blaming where you're just sitting around and you just all poor me and, yeah, they did this to me and that happened to me. That's the type of blame that can get you into a little trouble. And then, for lack of a better word, the other type of blame is finding the reason. Like, I'm truly looking for the reason for why I'm like this. Now, again, this is why this isn't for everybody, because this causes you to look at the people in your life that help bring you up. Again, this isn't for everybody, but anybody that's listening to this and are ready for this, I feel that it is going to be the best way to be able to let something go and start working on yourself and discovering all of that gold, all of the amazing things we are when we truly understand that that we come from something amazing. And we're not shown that when we come into this world at times, especially us people of color. We had it really rough. I mentioned this last week on Brother Oz's show. I'm really proud of us and how far we've come because of what happened to us, from being slaves, from not being able to being taught to read. And if you were taught to read, that could be death. And when you grow up abused, like our relatives were, we tend to do the same thing to our children when it comes to abuse. Now, this is probably going to rub some people the wrong way because a lot of people probably still put their hands on their children and what they did to us. So imagine, you know, our ancestors and, you know, they're in the field all day getting called names and struck with a whip every now and then. Let's say you go home. Now, you're already mad. You're mad at the slave master. You can't do nothing to him. So now you got this volcano in you that's ready to erupt. So the kid does something in the house, knocks over something, does something, and you do to him what the slave master did to you, which is beat them. Again, I'm 49 years old, and I'm speaking this way because for the last 20 years of my life, I have been doing a lot of traveling, staying with different families, staying in different cities. And what I'm doing on my traveling is studying people. I've been around people, black, white, Chinese, black, white, Chinese, that don't put their hands on their kids. I've been around people that do put their hands on their kid, on their children. And my thing is, it's not necessary. It is not necessary. That is a last resort. And if you do put your hands on a child, you make sure that the lesson was learned. I got the shit beat out of me on a weekly basis. And my thing is, I say to myself now is, okay, if you beat someone and if they stop doing what they're doing, okay, it worked. But if you are beating someone constantly for the same things or just beating them constantly, they're not getting any better, then it's going to be time to try something else. And I think that's what the colonizers have done to us is they've taken us away from our spiritual self. There is a place in Africa that, and I'm paraphrasing here, I hope I get this right, that if someone gets in trouble in the village surrounds the person, everybody comes up to the person and tells them something good about themselves. There are no such things as like jails in Africa. There's always a reason for someone's, especially a child's, behavior. And we have to start learning the patience to deal with it, to deal with our children on a respectable level, on an assertive level. I'm not saying do not discipline your children, but discipline does not have to involve a laying hands on the child or beating, whipping the child. I can see how a little child, when I say a little child, somewhere between 2 and 5, I can see popping to get their attention. And then after the pop, there's a story in the Bible that said something about a rod. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Now, I look at that as, they say the men in the Bible, they had babies at young ages, when they were really old too. So they couldn't get around. Now, again, this is just my theory when it comes to spare the rod. They can't get up quick enough to stop the child from falling into a ditch or going towards a snake or something. So I think they had to have some kind of little rod or stick piled just to get the attention. And then after you get the attention, you teach. But what we tend to do sometimes is we beat and we don't teach, or we teach in an angry way. And we need to learn patience, and we need to learn how to deal with our children better so they won't have to grow up feeling some kind of way or putting their hands on someone too. So check one. This is the goal that we are here for. We are here to discover who we really are. But the powers that be are keeping us from that, and they're turning us into dependent slaves, mental slaves now. And the best way to see what I'm talking about is to learn to do your self-work. Learn how to meditate. And when I say there's different types of meditations, the simplest meditation a person can do is just simply learning how to breathe, letting your breath hit the bottom of your stomach and just following it out. And for those of you that like to pray, that's a good time to hear the answers to the prayers. When you are sitting somewhere quiet, just breathing. But that can be frightening for a lot of people because, again, in that breathing, in that meditation, we get to see ourselves too. And we get to see the things that we've done to other people. Skeletons may come out of the closet. And that's another reason why some people don't want to do the self-work, because it's tough work, but it is so fulfilling. I'm 49 years old, and like I said, I wish I felt about myself like I feel now when I was younger. This, how I feel, every child should feel this way. Peace with the wrong that I've done. I know that I'm a work in progress. I see my future. I see what I'm going to, the things that I'm going to be doing, because I've found who I really am. And I'm a spirit. I'm a spirit in a body. And my spirit is not completely fully shining yet. But I know who I am. We're magical. And playing football helped me understand what I'm talking about right now, because being at an elite level, an athlete, singer, anybody, you really have to, there's something inside of you that you find. And when you are performing, you can amaze yourself sometimes. It's just it's magical, the things that a entertainer can do, a professional person can do, once you craft your skill. Playing sports was I didn't play sports because I loved football. I played sports because I got a chance to be my spirit, to just be free. And just amaze myself. So I've taken the on-the-field activity off the field now, and my goal is to walk around in life like I played football. I played football with confidence. I was sure about myself. And off the field, that wasn't me. Back then, that's who I am now. That's who I strive to be. The same person that played football, being free. When I was younger, a lot of people used to say to my mom and dad, "Oh, he's so sweet. He's so nice." And I used to hear that, and it used to go in one ear and out the other. I was like, "Shit, you don't know me." But I see what they see in me now. I see it in myself now, and I'm seeing it more because of the work that I'm doing on myself. I see who I am because of the self-work that I am doing. So if there is anyone that is listening to the show, and if you want to call in, and if you have something that you want to share, just hit 1 on your phone, and I will acknowledge you and turn on your microphone. So Back to the blaming. I realized that it did me no good whatsoever to blame anybody for anything, because all that did was make me angry and it kept me down. I have seen the entire situation now. Again, I know why I behave the way that I behave. So now it's my responsibility to make the changes that I need to change, that I need to make, so I can be at peace. My goal when I leave this body is to have the biggest smile on my face when I leave, because I'm going to do my part to help. I feel like there's a piece of this plane that we all have. And when you go through things in life, especially if you go through some tough things in life, and man, if you can make it through those tough situations, do you know how many people that we can help, that you can help once you really get over a situation? And that's why I talk the way I talk about children. Again, if you want your child to be open and honest with you, then you have to learn how to talk to them in an assertive way and not to fear you kind of a way. You want your child to respect you, not fear you. And if you do that, you're going to have a child that's going to come to you with his issues and not his best friend or people in the street. Your son or daughter will come and talk to you about sex and not somebody else in the street. Your son or daughter will come and talk to you about drinking or drugs, because they know that you're going to help them see, and you're not there to judge them. So everything that I'm talking about is things that I've seen in my life, things that I've made peace with, and I'm a better person. I am a much better person than I was. I feel much better about myself. Hold on 1 second. Yes, okay. Yeah, check one. Hope everybody understands what that means. Check one. Check you before you check anyone else. And when we do that, we start responding to people different. Because we see ourselves. If you can see yourself in someone else, then you'll start talking to that person like you're talking to yourself. Now, you have to, I was going to say, you have to get away from like TV and music. You don't have to get away from it. You have to be aware of what it's doing, because they are doing the opposite of what I'm talking about. They are arguing and fussing and disagreeing and not admitting when they're incorrect about things. And in return, we are doing those same things when we're communicating with people. So when you can, again, learn to be by yourself, how many of you guys can truly just be by yourself? How many of you guys do spend time by yourself? If you don't, you should. Because a lot of things are answered if we listen. A lot of things we know the answer to if we listen to that, to intuition. All of us have intuition. All of us have that knowing inside of us, or knowing that somebody's looking at you and you turn around and somebody is looking at you. Knowing what someone is thinking by how the way they're standing. We are sharp spiritual beings, and we've let words, the English language, interfere with our spirituality, who we really are, and we're not in touch with that anymore. And the way to get in touch with that, again, work on yourself. You get to know who you are. Get to know who you are. And we are much more than we can ever imagine. See each other as family. See each other as family and start respecting each other. And a lot of people feel what I'm talking about. A lot of people go to church and they hear the things that I'm talking about. And that was one of the other things that, for lack of a better word, I had an issue with church. They said the right things, like turn the other cheek, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and everybody claps and they amen. It sounds good. It makes you feel good because that but it's right. But what do? Later on that day or the next day, we go right back to being disrespectful to people or talking to people like we don't want to be spoken to. And the reason that we do that is because we are in the habit of doing it. Even though we know the right thing to do, we're in the habit of doing it. So in order to break the habit, we have to acknowledge it first, get a hold of it, and then start doing the work to get rid of the habit. That's the best way to take care of a habit, is to start a new one in its place, the right one. We are going to develop habits as humans. That is inevitable. It is going to happen. We have developed habits. And if you add the powers that be into the equation, and that being their mission is to keep us off, all that's going to do, again, is help you grow spiritually. It is truly time to relearn everything. I don't care if you think you know, relearn it. Everything needs to be relearned. And we need to come together and make some serious changes. And that is not going to happen until we start doing better with ourselves. We start understanding our behavior. It's a beautiful thing, truly, if you really think about it. And I don't do it all the time. And then last week, too, I don't know if any of you guys listened to the show, but I listened to my show, and it kind of turned my stomach a little bit because my voice, again, I think I mentioned that to you guys. There's some things that I can say that's going to be painful. And if I'm already rah-rah when I'm saying it, that's just going to make it worse. And I kind of heard some of that last week. Again, it's not that I'm saying the wrong things. It can be my tone sometimes. And this is a touchy subject whenever I start talking about, you know, God and religion, what the powers that be are doing to us. It can be touchy. So again, we have to understand, or I would say about 90% of the time when I am speaking to someone, I keep in my mind, okay, I'm going to try my best. And again, I'm not perfect. It doesn't always happen, but the majority of time it does. I say, okay, I'm going to do my best, try my best to speak to this person, and the outcome of that can be absolutely amazing, especially when it's with someone that's used to me getting loud or going back and forth with them, disagreeing, things like that. I don't call people out names and things like that. The only thing that I may do is I may raise my voice. But because, again, I try my best to speak to people how I want people to speak to me. And it has been life-changing. it has been life-changing for me to have that epiphany. And then to see how I and you, I can control at least 50% of the conversation that I'm in. That's me. I realize that, and it is my choice if I step out of line. And the one thing that I've done too over the years that has helped me is that when I was little, I used to stutter a lot. I used to rock back and forth, and I used to talk fast, or I used to talk real quiet. I remember when I first went to school college. Somebody laughed at me about something that I said, and I started right then changing the way that I was speaking. I started right then, and before I get angry, there's warning signs. We all have the warning signs before we get angry. One of my first warning signs is my teeth come together. I don't grind my teeth, but if I put my teeth together, bam. I have been aware of this so much that I can catch it quick if I put my teeth together. If I start tapping my hand, if I'm start a little rock back and forth, and if I'm moving, then I know, okay, I'm getting a little anxious. Let me keep listening to this person. Breathe. That is the one thing that saves me when I catch it every time. It hasn't happened yet. It is impossible for me to get angry if my breath hits the bottom of my stomach. The next time you're angry, if you can remember this, look at where your breathing is. It's up top. It's real short. When I was training some of the children I was training, I was talking to them about breathing. I used to ask them to take a deep breath for me. And when they take a deep breath, the shoulders go up in the air. That's what most people do when they take a deep breath. That's not a deep breath. All you're doing is filling up half of the air in your lungs. When you take a breath and your shoulders go up, your shoulders should stay down. And when you take a breath, a deep breath, your breath should hit the bottom of your stomach. You should feel a little pressure in your back if your breath hits the bottom of your stomach. I've mentioned this on my show before, too. I've been practicing breathing so much that it just comes natural now, the breathing, because I've been doing it so much. But whenever I get into a situation with someone and I feel myself getting angry, as soon as I realize where my breath is and I breathe and my breath hits the bottom of my stomach, then all the things come to me that I want to happen. For instance, okay, Clayton, you speak to this person how you want person to speak to you. That is the beauty of getting to know yourself. Learning to be calm and assertive is you're going to live longer. They say, there's a lot of information I have, and I don't want to say this is bad. I don't remember where I got this from, but I read this. They said that our life is really not determined by age. It's how many breaths you take. Like dogs have a band, and we do, because they're always breathing hard. They're always panting, breathing fast, and that's working the heart. The heart is a muscle. It's a muscle, and you want that relaxed as much as you can. You don't want that constantly beating, being angry and upset and mad. A lot of my people, they have high blood pressure now, because when we were younger, we could at least go outside and run around. Now that we get older, that food just lay on top of us now. And now, again, you add the stress to things, not knowing how to breathe. And again, these things cause complications in our life. So check one. Know yourself. Learn how to be calm and assertive. You're going to live longer. You're going to be more at peace. Again, I am speaking from experience, not the experience of living longer, just the experience of peace. And remember, guys, I know I mentioned something about it, know where I got it from, but if you guys do some research, I'm pretty sure you'll find something about does breathing have something to do with how long you live and working your heart. I mean, you can think about that. If you're breathing fast, what's your heart doing? Your heart is racing. But when you calm, when you're breathing slowly and calmly, you're calm, you're thinking better. So that's why it's good, too, to work out sometime to get your heart rate up at a work at a pace. And then to go back down to breathing and relaxing. You're going to be a lot better. But in today's society, it's difficult to do what I'm saying. You really need to find the time for yourself. You need to find some time for yourself to do your self-work, to do your healing. So again, if you're just joining the show, I was speaking on where our behaviors is coming from, blaming, and learning to get a hold of things, letting go. The only way that you're going to be able to let go of something is getting a hold of it. A lot of people are walking around with baggage, with thing, with something that's holding on to them. It's like got your it's like got your shirt tail. And again, in order to let go of some things in our life, what worked for me was to turn and face it with an understanding heart. Our mind works in a way that if we've been through something traumatic in our life, our mind has a way of blocking it so we don't think about it. So if something may happen throughout the day where you may get a quick remembrance of it, but then our minds quickly get us away from that because it was so traumatic. And that also, too. So unless you are ready, that is the best way, facing it, to let it go. So I'm at the point now, I remember when I first got into treatment, therapy, working on myself, and whenever I had a thought about something that I went through that was traumatic, I would quickly run from it. But now I'm at the point that if something comes up, I get excited because, I think I've mentioned this before, because I'm going to work through this now. I'm going to see this whole situation so I can let it go. For instance, I got called dumb and stupid a lot when I was little. If you slap someone and you call them dumb or stupid or one of those names at the same time, it sinks in. You want to know why that it sinks in? Because the child doesn't know why it did it. And the child looks at you as the authority figure that know everything. I thought my mom and dad knew everything, that they were always right. They didn't lie, all of that stuff. So when you do that with a child, they can not trust. They can feel they really are stupid or dumb if they do something that they didn't know why they did it, and if they really did do something stupid or dumb. So my point was, I recall a time that Oh, and then this feeling doesn't come over me like it used to. Whenever I did something dumb, that feeling came over me. And that is a terrible feeling, to feel dumb or stupid. Again, if I do something dumb or stupid, it just makes feel like I just got kind of punched in the rib or something, and then I kind of let it go. Because we're going to do dumb and stupid things. That don't mean that we're dumb and stupid. But I recall a time when I got the shit slapped out of me for doing something. Oh, I went into the kitchen, into the refrigerator, and I was not supposed to. I literally had my hand caught in the cookie jar, literally. And I got hit hard. I went back to that situation. There's this recalling thing that I know how to do to put myself back into a situation. And I promise you, I felt the moment. I seen the moment when I thought I was stupid. And I was just like, Clayton, you're not stupid. It was that situation right there that has you thinking that. It sunk in right at that moment when I got hit. So it's things like that that have helped me break through some of my issues that I had about myself. So again, this self-help stuff that I'm talking about, man, this is not for the weak-hearted. This is tough. It's not going to be pretty. You're going to go through depression, anger, sadness, and then the peace is coming. It's like, I don't know if you've ever, I'm pretty sure everybody has some type of injury before. It's like healing, and healing, it hurts to heal. But if you do in the therapy that you need to do, it can help the healing process. And I hope that the things that I'm talking about can help get over the depression a little bit faster. And again, the best way to get over the depression is to try and understand what they went through also, because I'm pretty sure they had it done to them too. And when you can start, and again, you may find some people that didn't have it done to them. And again, you work your way through that also too, by again seeing the big picture. And something else that we have to be careful about: we can spend time being bitter, angry, and then we can end up repeating things to people that have us bitter and angry. Things that we're mad at someone about, we can start doing those things if we're not careful. And again, keep in mind that I feel like this is what the way that we're acting is what the powers that be want. This is how they want us to act, and this is how they want us to behave. And again, if someone's on the call, if you want to chime in, if you want to add anything, you have any questions, just hit 1 on your phone, and I will open up your mic. Again, and today we're just talking about just some of the life-changing things that I've been through that have helped me see the light. And when I say see the light, see me, see the light in me, see who I am. Again, I truly believe that this body is just a vessel. It is going to wear out, but I am not. I feel like there's levels to life. I don't feel like there is a physical heaven and a physical hell. I just feel like there's levels. I feel like there's something next. And the more at peace you are with yourself while you're here, the more you understand what's going on, the closer you get, excuse me, to that next step, to that next level. I definitely feel like there are levels to this, and I'm trying my best to get to the next level. And again, I feel this way because I know that there's something inside of me. On my first show, I talked about being 10 years old and hitting that baseball for the first time and feeling it inside of me. We all have something inside of us that we feel, and I felt it on a deep, deep level, a deep, deep level. So I know that there's something inside of me, and I know that I have been lied to and misguided from that thing inside of me. And it's a perfectly crafted plan, and it's simple. They switched it. They have us looking out instead of in, looking outside of ourselves instead of inside of ourselves. And if you haven't tried looking inside of yourself for what you're calling or know as God or believe is God, I would advise you to try that. And again, you try that. You do that by not being in a bunch of room with people praying. You go pray by yourself. And then ask the prayer or meditation is the key. The sitting still, and now listening from that intuition on what the answers are. I don't feel like we have to go to a book. No, I don't want to say no disrespect to the Bible, but we don't have to go to the Bible because it's written in us. I'm talking about the morals, the right thing to do. It's all in us. It can be encouraging to go read some things, but again, still, after you read, go and find the original manuscript in yourself. Go find it in yourself. And then you'll get to the point where you're quoting the book, but it's in your own words. You're going to be speaking the book, but it's going to be coming from your heart, the same place. But again, they have everything switched up. They have many, 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 many people afraid of God, afraid of going to hell, and not finding God and respecting God. And when I say God, when I'm talking about God, I'm talking about a spirit. I'm talking about something that has no shape and no form. I'm talking about something that's not in human form, take human shape, like us, but it, to me, has no shape and no form. It is it is something that I feel like the powers that be that stole all of the knowledge, they know better than what they're telling us. Let's put it like that. And I know this hurts a lot of people, but it's 2018, and it is truly time for us to this madness, to these spells that we're under, and it's time to break them. And the way to break them, again, is to know, acknowledge that they're there. Acknowledge that we're being misguided, and that is the rub. That's the difficult part for a lot of people, is to do that part right there. Because one thing people go through is, especially if you have been rude or disrespectful to someone about their knowing, it's difficult for you now to say, wow, apologies, man, I did not know that. I'm going to look into that more. It's going to be difficult to be able to do that. So again, that's why it's always going to be good to learn to work on yourself. Be the change. Again, if you are religious, you go to church and you hear these things. The kingdom is within you. Treat people how you want to be treated. If you're not in the church and you're spiritual, You read those things from spiritual leaders. They're in all the religions. The kingdom is within. Know thyself, people, how you want to be treated. We all know these things. We know them. And the thing is, we got to practice. You don't practice, you're not going to do it when you get into the situation. It's like if the Cowboys, they lost today, but if you go out and play a football game and you don't practice, what do you think is going to happen? Winded, tired, all kind of things are going to happen. So you have to practice, and that's what we're not doing. And that was the one thing I used to come from church, and I used to say, man, there's got to be a better way. Because, you know, I'd be in church, and I would see people shouting and praising God and crying and smiling and hugging each other, and then we get home, and 3 or 4 hours later, they're back to their disrespectful selves. Or the anger is showing again. So I'm just like, damn, why won't God change this? Or why aren't they changing? Why are they still doing this? And so that was what I was mentioning earlier about church. They don't teach you how to turn the other cheek. They don't teach you why you're not turning the other cheek. They don't teach you why you can't speak to people how you want people to speak to you. They just read it. They just read and say, don't do it. But they need to help people see where it comes from and to get rid of the habit and not put it into the hands of something else, and that something else being God. I don't think God wants problems or wants our problems, especially if there's a kingdom you're trying to get into. Why should your God let you in the kingdom if you give your God the problems and you don't work on them? All you do is say, forgive me, I believe in your son, and then you think you're going to go to a place where there's no more pain, and you're happy, and in this heaven, you're going to live forever in peace, in a beautiful place called heaven. And again, I don't feel that's how that works. Again, you're not... No work is being done to better yourself. You're just saying, forgive me, I'm sorry. And I would cover my bases. I would do the forgive me, I'm sorry, but I would also show how sorry I am, or show my apology by working on myself. That would guarantee my interest in through the gate. If God sees that I'm working on myself to better myself, these issues that I have, the thing that I'm asking for forgiveness for, that's the kind of stuff that we need to do. And again, all it's going to do is just make you a better person. It's going to make your family a better person. It's going to make the people around you a better person. You're going to know the people not to be around. Self-work. Check one. And again, many people haven't gone through, you know, some of the things I've gone through, but you do have anger problems, sadness. There is an answer for everything, especially I feel when it comes to behavior. When we are born, the mind is like a magnet. The eyes are like a parrot. They repeat, and we start imitating. We start picking up other people's slangs, sayings, and some of us think it's cute. I see some people, you got their little girls and boys on TV and having them talking and shaking their little head like them, and I'm just like, wow. And I think that's, no disrespect to anyone, but I think that's the mistake that we make, is we don't teach our children to find who they are early. Sometimes we encourage them, subconsciously we do this, to be like us, to act like us, to say what we're saying. And we always want, hey, no, I want you to always learn and think for yourself. I don't want you to believe this because I'm believing it. I always want you to think for yourself because you are amazing. There's something amazing that you're going to do here, and the sooner that you can find out who you are, you're going to be able to discover what that is. Now, there may be people that you may like one day, like athletes or singers. Again, you want to pick up things from them, but always have your icing to put on it. You don't want to be just like someone else. You want to be yourself. And again, that's something that they don't teach us at a young age, is to find out who we are. So it's 8:30, 9:30. So I'm going to take a little 5-minute break, and then we are going to come back and finish up the show. I think I'm only going to go like 1 hour and 30 minutes tonight, unless things get interesting. Someone calls in and has something interesting that they want to talk about. So I'll see you guys in about 5.
It's the Messenger Group X-Clan. Here's the 9. The movement Black Watch. And when we are not outraged about the oppression upon the black existence, we step to you in blackness. By the way, exist in a state of vainglorious as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother. Sissy.
Let us the words, word the phrase, the paragraph. Heed masters, J begins class. The science of past is now brought to the rhyme fix. From the scrolls, state to the verse. God's the God, from God's the man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from my hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to make the army scene? With the cause will never pause, that simply is the brother. Raise the flag, wave the colors. Red, black, green with the key, the difference. Words make a way in the world and the instant. Living to die and I die to live again. 360 degrees. Comprehend, a man getting stronger till he's man no longer. Unearthly state makes the time seem shorter. The ever radiant awareness, born forth the one. Open eyes, strong sun. Travis and priests standing by what I teach. So you all stand starving as I start to leave. Words are gone. Brought from the Genesis. Will exist till Armageddon is a witness. The originals built the earth. One must it be aggression to learn a basic lesson? Quite majestic, stern within reality. A juggernaut when you tamper with mentality. I wear a crown, extension and dimension of a brain cell. Bringing hell to the spell out. The ever tangled web we weave. Always trying to obtain, no attempt to achieve. Descendants of kings and queens act like justice. Never potential, caught up with the measure. Jealousy of what are we? Become tendency for their thievery. Alright, cool. But no need to pull the trigger, that's a fool. I get my words like that in my school. To produce the words that they fool about. It's another way of tricking out these sissies. Who may try to extinct my principality. But of course you're not having me. Madness. From beginning, I'm the end. Observe me. Ignorance is not a trend. So as I beckon, for a few seconds, pull the reins. And use the words of the brother. Mastering words on the verse. Funk is a foresight verse. Egyptian, African, now I'm on a black watch. Check my sundial, slipping like a clock. I can catch a shadow as the moon reflects the sun. Creator's eyes make a path of brother one. So now I walk softly and carry a big stick, a bird stick, so you natives feel a lick. Jay brings the funk and spreads jam to the wheat bread. And the funk of this one vainglorious, unearthly resistance, strong with persistence. Grand verbal allocation, tribal connection, pyramids witness the funk bearer. Vibe sharer, not the era. Brother is balanced like the scales of Thor. And neither my demand makes stone move far. Corrupt old systems, positive poison of me. Some call it onk, it's a key. Black is a color while blackness, state of a mind state. But how many of you fake? Today, Brother J can find a better way, so be it. Plan it down and make it say I serve a purpose. Yet I'm not the G.I. Joe, I am the brother. Yo, I could never swear a place to just hasten your step to the mic and stage areas. I drop the science that breaks the clock barrier. Words of old make me more than a beginner. The key opens knowledge and plays in an antenna. Americana man, Africana brother. Don't forget the land, cause the birth is from the mother. A vibe is in place, obtained and discovered. Tune in your audio and hear the words of brother.
Yo, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, step on.
Welcome back to Check One, Clayton Holmes on the Black Think Tank Radio. I just want to reiterate again, some of the things that you're hearing me talking about. One thing that we encourage is to always go do some research. The best research that you can do about working on yourself is going to sit by yourself, again, and learning to breathe, learning how to meditate. And again, a lot of people hear meditation and they think sitting Indian style and being perfectly quiet and not thinking is meditation. Of course, that is a meditation, but the most simplest meditation that anyone can learn to do is just simply learning how to breathe. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, you're going to live longer when you start breathing slower. You're going to live longer when you don't let people get you so upset. You're going to live longer when you learn how to, if I'm going to be angry or upset, I'm going to know that I'm going to do this. This is going to be my choice. Sometimes we have to step the game up a little bit. Sometimes when you're dealing with people, you have to step the game up, but that you can still be respectful stepping your game up when you're dealing with people. Again, if you really want to know peace, know who you really are. And we are much more than what we were told. I don't feel that we are religious beings. I feel that we are spiritual beings. And again, I say that because you have to ask yourself this question. What religion is God? Would you say God is religious or is God spiritual? And if God is religious, then what religion is he? If he's Christian, what sect is he with? Jehovah's Witness, Muslims, Mormons. So again, I feel that Creator is spiritual. And you learn to sit by yourself, I think you'll start feeling that same thing too. I think you'll start feeling that too, and you'll start going deeper into it. Because I'm speaking for me, there's nothing like truth, finding the truth about everything. Again, everybody's not ready for the truth because, again, it's going to be very painful to know the place we live doesn't have our best interests at heart at all. So it's going to be difficult to see. And that's why, again, I'm saying that this is not for everyone. And if this is not for you, it's not for you. But it's working for me. And it's working for others. So you find what works for you, what truly makes you a better person, and you go with that. If you want to, you go with your religion, you go with it. Again, I think though, if we really want to know what's next, I think we got to go a little deeper than what they've been telling us. And the way to go deeper is to go inside of yourself. And what I mean by go inside of yourself, I mean learning how to breathe and learning what intuition is and listening to it. Again, you're going to find life to be a lot more pleasant. I'm finding life to be beautiful now. I love it. I didn't before. I didn't know why. I didn't know why I was here. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. I know exactly what I'm doing now from my life experiences. My life experiences have taught me what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. They have taught me who I am. And this may sound weird, but I would not change anything that has happened in my life for anything, because it has made me who I am. All of it. All of it has made me who I am. I can sit and help a teenager now, or a child now, or an adult now because of some of the experiences that I've been through. And that's what it's about. All of the struggles and things that we go through, it's about learning from them again, learning from them so we can help. We're teachers and students. Teachers and students, and we need to get back to that mind frame. The mind is not open. And the mind needs to be open. It is a beautiful place to be with an open mind. So again, if anyone is on the call, and if you want to chime in, you hit one on your phone, and I will open your mic, and I will let you on. So we got about I got about 15 more minutes left, and this is off the subject, but we are coming up on, 17 years since 9/11? And I found out, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that it wasn't people abroad that are responsible for bringing down those towers. And it is time for us. I still can't believe that more people have woken up to what happened on 9/11 and all of the evidence that's out there. We're coming up on that anniversary. Again, if you have been hearing about this or just starting to wake up to it, trust me, look into it more. Continue to wake up. I say to myself, what if that was one of my family members that was in there? I would really want to know the truth, and I would really want the people responsible dealt with, because if they're not dealt with, they're going to continue to do what they're doing, which they are. So I think we really need to look into that more. Again, we're coming up on that anniversary, and I don't know if Brother Oz or anybody's going to do a show on that. It would be nice if someone do a show on that, because again, that is embarrassing for me to think about that. Most people still don't know. Now, a lot of people are waking up to it. Still don't know that 3 buildings fell in New York that day, and they all fell the same way, as if they were demolitioned. And those are facts. The buildings fell at free fall speed. Free fall. And the only thing that could do that is explosions. And the people that were there heard explosions. But they don't show those things on the media, on the news. They're going to, again, pump this up like it was terrorists abroad. But we need to, the people that have done this have not been prosecuted yet. And again, this is all a part of our waking up. And again, most people aren't going to look into this because they are afraid. They are afraid, and the powers that be know this. But get over your fear. The way to get over your fear is to know thyself. Check one. Work on yourself, and you're going to get rid of your fears. I used to be afraid of death. I'm not afraid of death anymore. I'm not rushing it. I'm going to leave when I'm supposed to leave. I feel like I have some work to do, but I'm ready. I'm at peace with everything now. And I know how most of you are going to feel when you really do look into religion, when you really do look into 9/11, the flat earth, when you really do look into those things, it is going to hurt. And that is one of the main reasons why people don't want to do it. And I have to keep that in mind when I'm dealing with people on some of these issues sometimes, remembering where I was, because it was painful when I found all of this out. I was, no, this can't be true. No, I don't believe it. But me knowing intuition, not a voice inside of me. I don't hear voices. People, I wish I did hear voices. I think that's real cool. I don't hear voices. I just, I just have these profound thoughts, and there's this thought in me that I trust when it says, look into it. And it's like, are there facts presented, Clayton? Or are you seeing facts? And it's just like, yep, I am. And then the thought is like, let it in, bruh. Let that truth in. And I did that, and look at where I'm at now. I'm at peace with myself. I'm happy. I see a bright future for myself. So I encourage all of you to face it all, man. To face it, especially the ones that are ready and you feel it. There are a lot of people listening that were just like me, and you feel it. Some people are just starting this journey. Some people are just starting to wake up. I'm here to let you know that you are on the right path, and what you're feeling is correct. What you're feeling is absolutely right. We're being deceived in a major, major way. It is time for us to learn to be independent and not dependent on our government, on religion, being independent. So life is supposed to be, this is supposed to be a wonderful experience for us. We're not supposed to be here destroying the earth. We are. We're not supposed to be here sitting around and watching the earth being destroyed and doing nothing about it, and then believing that there is a God that's going to judge us in the end if we don't do anything about all this corruption. You know, for those of you that think God is going to judge you, you don't think God is going to ask you? You were told the truth about this, and why didn't you accept it? You saw the facts. I'm serious. If you think that you're going to get judged, that might be a good thing to sit and meditate about too. Have you ever thought about your judgment? Have you ever thought about the things that your God is going to ask you? And do you think you saying, I'm sorry, forgive me, I believe in Jesus, that's going to stop him from sending you to hell, if that's what you believe in? So my advice, work on self. Check one. Because if you're working on yourself and you are standing before God, you can stand there with a big smile on your face because you bettered yourself. You worked your, repented. You repented and you changed your habits, and now you're standing before your God about to be judged. Some people say, hey, well, what if there is a God and you didn't do it? It's like, oh, well, I'd rather believe. This is like, no, just because you believe, you still think that just because you believe in God that when you get judged, you're not going to get asked those questions that you're not thinking about right now. Again, this may sound weird. A lot of people may think God's like stupid. I mean, seriously, think about your judgment. Think about the questions that you're going to be asked. My advice, work on self. Check one, learn to speak to people how you want people to speak to you. And life is going to be a lot better for all of us. Things around you are going to get better. Again, I am speaking from experience. You're going to start changing quote-unquote, so-called friends. You're going to know who has your best heart at interest, and then you know who's not. This is all a part of waking up. It's like we are in a coma, in a daze, asleep, consciously asleep, walking around asleep and in fear. This is not how it is supposed to be. And this is not how it will end up. We will prevail. I feel it. Evil is not going to win. This wickedness. And I honestly feel like there's going to come a point in time where we're going to help them understand why they're so wicked and help them work on themselves and change. I see that. I see that happening. We can't kill everyone. We can't kill the colonizers. We can't kill all of them. So, again, the best thing for us to do is to learn to work on ourselves, see where all of this started, and, again, it's only a certain group of people, too. I mean, a group of families. It's only a few families, like three or four families that's controlling all of this. That's the main cause of all of the lies. And they need to be confronted. They own, they got the banks, the money, all of it. And we need to storm the castle. Yes, sir. Yes, we do. I don't know if you guys have watched that movie, V for Vendetta. If you haven't watched that movie, it is a really cool movie. And that's what I mean by storm the castle. At the end of the show, all of the people in England, or wherever they were, they all got together, all of them, and they all went to Parliament and surrounded the building. It's called V for Vendetta. It was a really, really cool movie, a peaceful takeover, man. We can do that if we learn how to come together. And the only way that's going to happen, you have to get into yourself. You have to realize that you're under a spell, a wicked spell. And the English language is best for casting spells, these word games that they play with us. I mean, even saying good morning is something that we shouldn't be saying. Why would we be, a brother hit me to this a couple years ago, like, why are we mourning the morning? So you hear me say great rising or grand rising. Sometimes every now and then I may slip and say good morning, but it's just things like that, just small things like that. Even the word black, even though I know what that means to my heart, I know what that means, but just to call yourself that here and not be aware of what that means to them when you're saying it is another spell. So again, the English language is tricky, and they use it to deceive us. And again, these are the things that we have to wake up to. The rabbit hole is deep. Again, we got about 6 more minutes left. If there's anyone on the call and you want to chime in, don't hesitate to hit one on your phone. I'll open up your mic and I'll let you in. So I'm just going to, again, just recap this evening. I talked a little bit about, I know I probably offended some people. That's not my mission. Sometimes it doesn't matter how you deliver the truth. It's going to be painful. And that's what I want you guys to understand. With me, I'm not here to cause hurt feelings, even though feelings may get hurt. I'm not here to be rude or asshole. I just know truth. I love facts. And the things that I'm speaking on, I would love for you to research all of it. And again, it's going to be difficult to research knowing thyself. Well, it won't be difficult to research it, but the best way to research the things that I've been saying about intuition and knowing yourself is to learn how to meditate, to learn how to breathe, to learn how to just be quiet. But a lot of people's minds, man, a lot of things are going on up top. A lot of people can't sit alone too long. I mentioned that I don't have a television. I can sit by myself. I can be by myself. And that is difficult for a lot of people to do because you do start hearing the voices. You start hearing the thoughts. And they involve you and some of the things that you may be doing too. So, again, to be at peace with whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you've been through, it's to realize that you picked it up from somewhere, and whoever gave it to you that they picked it up from somewhere. And that's what we do. We just keep adding links to chains instead of breaking chains in our families. We keep adding chains, like a cycle that I broke in my family with my children. I hope is that the worst thing that I've ever done with any of my kids is pop them. I've never whipped them or beat them or anything, because that was one of the things that I said that I would never do. We all have things that we grow up and we say, well, I'm not going to do that. And then we say, well, I'm not going to do that. And there's some things that we say we're not going to do that we do. But there are a couple main things that we do that we go through and we say, well, I'm not going to do that. And that was one of the things I said, I'm never going to beat my children. And when I say beat, I mean beat. I'm talking about whip. I was told sometimes to go into the room and take off my clothes. It ain't nothing like sitting waiting for ass whipping. And sometimes she'll let me leave my drawers on. Sometimes I had to take them off. So, again, I said those are things I'm not going to do. I'm not going to put my hands on my child or a belt or a broom or anything like that. I'm not going to beat my children. That's a link that I've broken in my family, I hope, with my children. So, again, I know that this is offensive to some people. Again, I found a better way, and it's been proven. I have found a better way to handle discipline of my children in a way that they wouldn't be afraid to come to me or talk to me about anything. So that's what life is about. It's about you become an adult, look at your life, and you keep the things that you serve you, and the things that don't serve you, you work on letting go. And we got about 60 seconds left, and I'm just going to recap with the way to, if you missed this in the beginning, the way to let something go is to get a hold of it. If you don't get a hold of it, it still has a hold of you, and it's going to be difficult to let go of. Difficult to let go of. So the best way to deal with it is learn to get a hold of it and let it go. Be free of it. That's how it worked for me. Again, there's a lot of people still walking around with things holding on to them, and they're doing good. They're okay. This isn't for everybody. But there are some people that know that they can do better in their life, and they just have some things holding them back. Remember, before I go, try not to blame. Understand that everything happens for a reason, and what was done to you by someone that was wrong, they had it done to them too. And when you can start seeing that, we can start letting things go. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to thank Brother Oz for giving me this opportunity. And I'm sorry about the late notification about the show. I do better with posting my show on the topic from now on. So again, man, this is Check One with Clayton Holmes on the Black Think Tank Radio. Peace and blessings.